Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
I'm there to try and help you save time and money for your business. You can delegate tasks to me so you can get on with the more important things that I'm not able to do. Also personal time, like I know there's some clients are that busy, like they're missing their kids' football practice or something. Anything you can pass to me, you get your personal time back too.
Welcome to Women Thrive Podcast. This is where you'll get to hear incredible stories of female entrepreneurs, business owners, women from all walks of life. Myself, Raymonda Jan, and my co-host Abigail will be interviewing incredible women, hearing inspiring stories of women from all around the world. I have no doubt that you will find something that will be life-changing for you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and join us for our future episodes.
So hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Women Thrive podcast. My name is Abigail Rebecca. I am very excited to host today, and I'm really excited to introduce you to our next guest. Those of you who are in the entrepreneurial world, you have your own business, especially if it's an online business. You might be aware of the fact that we have incredible people out there that have the roles of virtual assistants. And certainly, you know, here at Women Thrive, we have got within our team so many amazing people that kind of support businesses at the back end. So we're going to be talking about that today. So how you can actually bring in that support into that part of your business and for it to be really, really valuable. So I am very excited to introduce you to our guest today. Her name is Jennifer Parker. She is a business owner and she's also a virtual assistant. And basically, Jennifer's role is to support you to build and manage your business in a virtual environment. And guess what? When we have help with that, it saves us time by, you know, having that variety of administrative services that you can kind of incorporate into your business. Jennifer has over 10 years experience working in the corporate sector. She has built her own business to bridge the gap and remedy other business requirements. Jennifer, it's so lovely to have you here. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. And we were talking actually just before we hit record about the fact that we're both from the north of England. So whereabouts are you from, Jennifer? Where do you live in the UK?
So I'm actually in the Greater Manchester area. I've always lived around this area and got no really plans to move either. I like it here.
It's a great city. For those of you who have never been to Manchester, good shopping centre, right?
It really does cost far too much money.
I used to party a lot in Manchester in the 90s, but anyway, that's a different podcast. Jennifer, welcome. Would you be able to kind of expand on, you know, what you do and the work that you do and really the value that you bring to your clients, the businesses that you work in and support?
Yeah, so to be honest, you've done a really good explanation already for me. Thank you. So yeah, I am a virtual assistant. I set my business up. It was after COVID. I kind of had a little bit of a brainwave where the whole kind of industry changed and wanting to work from home and be remote. And I wanted to kind of do more with that. So I'm about 2 years in now, just past my second year. And it's going good. I've got a few clients. I've got one of them works in like engineering. So I've got quite a varied kind of environment that I kind of work in. Like this is actually one of my clients' podcast studios who does like creative design and different websites. I actually had a phone call with somebody earlier in the week who works in neuroscience. Like, so I don't really have a niche as such in this industry. You can niche if you want to. I kind of focus on my general admin, it's plans in the future to see if I'm going to niche. I'm in that little space at the moment, what I'm thinking about. But yeah, you can get clients in any sort of sector. It's always varied. And yeah, I'm excited to see what can happen next.
That's brilliant. Congratulations. I really love to hear stories of women just like you who, you know, we all went through this period where it was very unsettling, very new, like nobody really knew what to do, you know, when we're in lockdown and COVID. And to really hear stories like yourself of people that have been like, okay, you know what? I'm going to turn this upside down and I'm going to actually create an opportunity out of it. It's amazing that you did that. Yeah. And your background is corporate.
Yes. So I have got a corporate background. I did work at Greater Manchester Combined Authority. So it's kind of been like a local government kind of background, which I think in some ways kind of put me in a good space to be able to work for kind of any sort of organisation. I'm quite flexible to kind of adapt to anything now.
Yeah. And sometimes I find it's really interesting because certainly, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs and founders that I meet, they might not necessarily have that corporate background. You know, they might have always been entrepreneurs all their life. So I think it's really interesting when you have someone like you with a corporate background that is able to bring the experiences of working potentially in a bigger corporation. It's almost like you're bringing a fresh pair of eyes into the business. So not only are you supporting, you know, with your VA services, you're also bringing all of that with you as well, which I'm sure is very, very valuable to your clients.
Yeah, I feel like even in my career, I've learned so much. Started off doing like an admin apprenticeship and I did a project management apprenticeship. So I feel like I've got quite a lot of skills now behind me that allowed me to be able to do this. I don't think if I'd done, I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't have that experience now.
So I'm listening or watching this. I'm a, you know, business owner, founder, entrepreneur. What would benefit me by bringing a virtual assistant into the business? Like, what is it that you can bring?
I think straight away, the main number one thing is I'm there to try and help you save time and money for your business. So you can spend the time on the more important things that you can delegate tasks to me so you can get on with the more important things that I'm not able to do. So like I do invoicing for my clients, anything you can literally pass to me that saves you the time and you can do something else is the main thing I would say. But also it's also personal time. Like I know there's some clients are that busy, like they're missing their kids' football practice or something. Anything you can pass to me, you get your personal time back too. So you can go and enjoy time with your family. Like being a business owner, your hours sometimes are ridiculous. And there's that little work-life balance you need to like master. So that's another reason to bring somebody in. You could get like AI kind of virtual assistants, but they don't give you that kind of personable kind of approach or kind of that nice little, it's a nice relationship. Like some of my clients will come to me now and to bounce ideas off me. You won't get that with AI. Like you need somebody to talk to and make your business decisions together. So I'd say that's a massive benefit.
Yeah. AI is never going to go away and there's no denying that it bring, you know, that it's an incredible resource and tool, but you can't beat that one-to-one like personal relationship, can you? It's like you say, like you can't brainstorm with a computer. Like you can't.
And you know, sometimes you need somebody to say no or yeah, like you need that like support.
I'm sure that there will be members of our audience that will be watching or listening to this that already have like a preconceived idea of what a VA, a virtual assistant, would do within their business. I know that there's so many layers to this and you touched on it previously, you know, about the value that you can bring to a business owner by being able to outsource that work to you. For anyone that, you know, might potentially already have a virtual assistant within their business or are looking to hire a virtual assistant, like what are your tips to be able to maximize like the benefits of that relationship? You know, bringing someone in and then really like the key points for them to really be the most productive that they can within the business.
So say, first of all, like your VA can be anything you want them to be with their skills. Every kind of package I have for my clients is tailored to them. So I won't do the same thing for everybody. So it's that communication, understanding what everybody needs, what they want and need out of the relationship to make the business grow. When I meet people and have discovery calls, one of the first questions I ask is if I could eliminate or simplify three things in your business, what would they be? Like, it's so specific to understand what they need, and it makes them think. And then obviously once you've got to that point and you've eliminated them or you've made them better, the things that are probably not, weren't quite as pressing at the time now become pressing. So you've always got something new coming through, and just things change. Like, you just got to be able to adapt and change to everything that goes on every single day. How many times in a day does your day change and you have to jump ship to something else and firefight something else? And it's really just a really good communication, I think, is so important. One of my clients I've known a long time, so we do have a good kind of relationship, and I'll just speak to him, just ring him whenever, and be like, listen, something else needs to happen. You need to do this. You need me to do this. And I am quite open. I think that's quite a benefit of me. I am quite a personable person, and I don't want to have to wait or anything and feel like I can't say anything. So I will just be honest with anything that's coming up, and I think we need to get something sorted together.
Yeah, I think definitely when you've got someone like that in your team who has your back and is able to potentially manage risks and suggest solutions, I mean, that brings so much value in. And you were talking there about firefighting. Like, what kind of things are you firefighting? And
things that come into the inbox that you weren't expecting. It's just being able to jump on anything when it comes through, reactive to the things that change every single day. I'd say that is it's probably an analogy I got off my client, to be honest. Much time with him now.
You've spoken quite a bit about, you know, the problem, the activity and the doing and the, like, the problem solving. But obviously, as we all know, this is very often a mental game as well. So, you know, in those challenging situations, what kind of mindset strategies do you find most effective in overcoming those obstacles? And I guess also in, you know, really having resilience, right? I would think that within your role, then you need to have a lot of resilience. And also, you know, the owner of the business needs to have a lot of resilience. So what would you like to offer our audience in terms of that? Let's get some of your best advice and wisdom for that.
I am a big believer in mindset. I think it can work wonders, just a positive mind. It can change your day. It can make everything just so much easier. I am, it just in business and personal life, like, I am a big gym goer. Like, for me, it's a big thing for me. Every day I will go to the gym or do some form of exercise. And it's just part of my self-care. And I think you need that kind of boundary I spoke about before of having your work-life balance. That, I think, is a massive sort of mindset game. And without it, you'd end up just sat at my desk all day. And that's not what we want, especially having a lone desk job. I work at home every day. You need that socialization. You need to get out. You need to speak to other people. Like, I go to the gym with my friend. I'll happily train by myself because it is something that is important to me. But I find that is a massive thing. Work-wise as well, I try not, don't dwell on any setbacks. You've got to keep positive and just keep moving forward. Like, anything that doesn't quite maybe go to plan is, it's not a failure. It's an opportunity to, like, try something a different way. And I'd say that, rub that off on my clients as well. It's something that we do things together. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's both of us. Like, we help each other through everything. Mm-hmm. One thing I would say as well, and I'm not very good at it, is talking. So whereas I may talk to my clients about work, but anything kind of personal, which then does impact work, is one thing I probably don't really speak about. Kind of like to deal with things on my own, and I don't recommend it. My sister always says to me, she was like, you only talk when something's on fire. In my personal life, I would recommend anyone to have someone who's like an emotional support that you can go to. I need to do it myself. I'm getting better. I just need to do more of it.
Yeah. Thank you for being so vulnerable with that. And I think, you know, it's always really important, isn't it, to be able to kind of see where our own development areas are and to be able to kind of look at that from a different perspective. Sorry, I always say prospectus, by the way. I've started, I don't know, like, if anyone can relate to this, but I've got this thing where I'll say a word and I'll say it in the wrong way and then it's stuck in my head forever. So whenever I try and say prospective, I always say prospectus, but you know what I mean. It feels to me like when you're talking about the way that you support your clients as a VA, it feels almost like there's a little bit of a crossover here and a blend of like the practical kind of solution given, like problem solving VA, the support, the back end support, but also, you know, I feel like you really love the whole mindset piece, right? Mm-hmm. Being able to kind of manage your mindset. And do you feel like that is something that you tend to be able to help your clients with as well? Like as they're running their business day to day, you're like the coach in the background that's kind of egging them on and giving them some advice.
Right, like it's back to that thing of like we're dealing with things together, like you bounce ideas off me. For me, someone who might have that kind of mind who's a little bit out of it, you probably see things a little bit clearer. When you're in it, like you're saying, I'm the one who doesn't talk. When you're in it, it's so hard to do it, but I can advise it to everybody else. So when you take that step back, you can sometimes see things a bit clearer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're talking about the role that you take in other people's businesses as a VA, but you also run your own business as well, you know, very successfully in your early 30s, you know, a complete pivot and change. I'd really love to know about like the story of like, obviously you said it was during COVID, but what was it that really had you like do this big thing and this big change, and like what drives you within your business, like your big purpose and your goals?
I would say, I think it's just because I'd have like my admin jobs. I did performing arts when I went to college. So I kind of came out of college, went to stage school, had an injury and left. And I kind of fell into an admin role. Like you went to the job centre when I came out of there then, and they had an apprenticeship in admin or apprenticeship as a mechanic. And I was like, well, which one do I want to do? So I didn't have much choice, if I'm honest. And I found it really difficult to decide what I wanted to do. So I fell into this kind of admin role, and I think it was always just wanting more, and it just didn't quite satisfy me in some way. And I think this now is a thing that just like, it's mine. It's something I can call mine. That's what drives me, being able to do, like, I've just created my own little business where I've got my own little perks and I can sort out my own hours. I can go and work from a coffee shop if I want to. I've got that kind of flexibility, and I like the whole, I have like a VA mentor, and she always says like, it's life by design, not default. And that's something that's always kind of stuck with me as well. And like saying, she's a mentor, and she's really helped me to get here.
Yeah, I love that. It's life by design. We can totally design what we want to create in our lives and our business. And I love that you're talking about that actually. And you know, that you're stating, I want more for myself. Like, how many people do you know? Like, you know, even in your local area, like I think like to where I was brought up and even here now where I live, there's so many people that I meet day to day. They're very dissatisfied with life, but they're just like, well, you know, this is all I can do. This is the only way that I can make money, or this is the only job that I can do. And actually, when you start to think outside the box, and you really, you know, what's coming up for me quite a lot when you're speaking is that is this self-worth piece. Like you know your self-worth, you want more for yourself, and you're going out there and you're making it happen. And that is very, very inspirational. How do you manage that? Like, how do you manage that whole self-worth piece, like maintaining a healthy relationship with your own self-worth?
I think that's something I've kind of worked on for quite a while. I probably lost my self-worth at one point in my life due to like previous relationships. And I think I came out of that and I went to speak to somebody for help about that, because I felt at rock bottom. And I think going through that thing has really helped me, and I probably became a different version of me. Like, I'm not the person I was all them years ago, and my self-worth I think has always just kind of stuck with me, and I will never let anything kind of take that away. Again, mindset wise I am quite strong-headed in that way. I was actually speaking to someone yesterday, and they actually commented to say, like, you are so certain about yourself, like it's such a good thing that you're so strong-headed that I feel like you can kind of get through anything. I have wobbles at times, we all do, but I think majority of the time I am pretty strong with myself.
Yeah, I'm really feeling that from you, for sure. And you know, sometimes, unfortunate as it is, and very often it's not very nice at the time, but sometimes we do need to get through these things, right? To really appreciate our strength and our resilience and ultimately our self-worth. It sounds like you've been through that.
I can't even imagine. It was horrible, horrible time, but I'm so much better for it now. And I don't know what I would be like if I hadn't gone through it.
Yeah.
It's made me such a better person.
I'm sure that we've got a lot of women that would be listening or watching this, and, you know, maybe they are sort of stuck in maybe a relationship where they've got low self-worth, or, you know, they might be kind of like unhappy in the role that they're in the job that they're in. And they're looking at you and going, oh my goodness, this Jennifer Parker is, like, you know, created this business and she's going out there and designing her own life. What would you say to them? Like, what advice would you say to them, you know, in terms of like managing their mindset and their self-worth and, you know, potentially creating a business? Do you have any words of wisdom for them?
I think the number one thing that, again, has stuck with me is protect your peace, like, at all costs. So anything in your life that does not contribute or support your any sort of peace is not for you. So if you're not in a happy relationship or anything that is not satisfying you, then you need to find a way to kind of leave and find something else that makes you happier. The same with work. Like, you can try and do anything. You just need to sit down, brainstorm, think about it, don't make any rush decisions. Like, it took a long time for me to get to where I am now. And it's just every single day, you just got to work hard and you will get there.
I love that. Protect your peace. That's like a real big takeaway, right? If we apply that to everything, like,
applies to everything.
It really does. So we're sidetracking a little bit, but I get really fascinated when I speak to people like you, right? Who it might not necessarily have been like the trajectory of your life to run this business and to do the work that you do, but there was something that kind of clicked where you were like, no, I don't want that life. I want to be over here. And you've already said, like, I knew I was made out. There was more for me. I want more in my life, which is amazing, because that's the only way to live life as far as I'm concerned. Have you met any resistance, you know, from people that potentially have not supported you with this, you know, in terms of like, what sometimes happens is when you grow and you create a better life for yourself, some people aren't comfortable with that because it kind of makes them feel bad. Like, what kind of resistance have you had from that? I'd be interested to know.
I think a lot of it is more worrying maybe what they think. And that was one thing. So I'm one of those as well who kept it quiet. I don't talk. Keep everything to my kind of self and figure it out before I kind of announced it. So I didn't really get too much back to say, resistance-wise. Speaking to my family about it, my dad used to be self-employed, so he was kind of quite supportive of it and explained a lot of it to me. So to be honest, didn't have too much setback. I know when I was in my academy to train up and set up my business, the mentor there was saying that how this can happen. You can have people that aren't quite as supportive and are like, well, why would you give up a secure job? But it's more about what you enjoy. It's not always about what you can earn. It's about like your life and what makes you happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's the big vision? Like, what's the plan for the future with your business? You know, if we were celebrating in a year's time, 2 years' time, 3 years' time, what would we be celebrating?
So I am in my little working with a mentor at the minute for about the next 5 weeks to kind of get these kind of ideas together. I'm not entirely sure. I know bigger picture, I would love to be able to have like my business and maybe have like somewhere I can live abroad, you know, so I'm not always stuck in the UK. I can have that kind of place I can move to. So that's probably like an end goal of having it fully remote and being able to just live your life and not be kind of stuck behind a desk. But I would say right now, I'm brainstorming. I'm not entirely sure what's happening right this minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, talking to you today, that whatever you decide that you're going to do, it will happen, right? Like, you're in that You're in that mindset. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just before we kind of sign off a little bit, what would you say to anyone who was listening to this and were thinking about maybe getting some extra support, like a VA within their business, but they were kind of a little bit unsure? I find that when we're on this entrepreneurial journey, very often it's like it's the first step. It's like it's the first member of the team that people employ or that they'll kind of get the services in. And sometimes it can be a really big step and a leap of faith for some people. So what would you say to anyone that is kind of hesitating? Like, what words of advice would you give to them to take that leap and to go and get a VA in their business?
I'd say every client I've had so far has been exactly the same with, they're not too sure. They're not too sure how many hours they need. Started off with just a few hours a week. And then it's like, it just slowly creeps up because they realize what they can and cannot give you. Like they say, can I give you this? I'm like, yeah, like that's what I'm here for. Like you need to trust that person to kind of take things off you and help you. I'm now like, I've worked so many hours now for one client and he straight away probably started off at about 15 hours a week and now we're probably nearly at 30. Like it literally can just multiply and give you more and more. So I would say baby steps, get your trust and just try it. It's someone who isn't, not a full-time member of staff. They kind of don't have any company overheads. So that saves you the cost there. It's just someone you kind of trust to get on with your work and just, like right now, one of my clients, I was probably, I think he had two engineers in when I started. Now it's grown, he's got nearly about five. Like, and it's that support, being able to help everybody else. We've got another admin assistant onboarded. Like, it's insane. Like, it can grow so much just that little bit of support.
Yeah, it does. We can't do it all on our own. And it's really, really important as, you know, business owners, CEOs, founders, to actually have someone that you can trust to delegate to, yeah. Right? Because you're not there to run. It's like you kind of come out of this, you're wearing so many hats, and then there has to be a time where you have to step away from wearing all the hats, yeah, and delegate the hats to other people. And you kind of step back and, you know, you be the CEO. So I would completely agree with what you've just said, Jennifer, and like, it's transformational. It really is. Like, it's transformational when you can get in a VA and be able to kind of free up your creativity. Amazing. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on our podcast today and sharing your beautiful gifts and your energy and all your advice, really, for being able to manage your business in a more effective way by bringing on a VA, right? It really is transformational. Where can people find you? Like, where do you hang out? Where's the best place to find you?
So I've got my Instagram and Facebook. So my Instagram is JennifParker_VA. My Facebook is Jennifer Parker Virtual Assistant. And I have LinkedIn as well. So Jennifer Parker. And then my business page is Jennifer Parker Virtual Assistant.
Amazing. And we're going to put all the links at the bottom. So you're going to be able to find Jennifer. Please follow her on social media. Like, what's your favorite social media platform? Where do you hang out the most?
No, I probably use my Instagram and Facebook are linked. They're probably the ones I use the most. So anything that goes on Instagram will go on Facebook too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so connect in with her on Facebook and Instagram and then go and look at her website and look at her services. And do you work with women all around the world or are you just kind of doing local at the moment? Like, what's the remit?
I do have a client that is in Canada. I work with her every so often. So I can work anywhere, really.
She's global.
I've had calls with people, I think it was in, might have been Germany, actually. Like, I've had calls with lots of different people from different places that I wasn't prepared for. I was like, oh, where's this come from?
You know what I think is really cool as well? That, you know, if potentially you're bringing on a VA in a different time zone, they can work while you're sleeping. So literally, then practically your business becomes 24 hours.
You wake up and it's done.
Exactly. How amazing is that? Wake up and it's all done. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast today. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. I know that we've been going back and forth on email and I was so excited to see you today. So amazing. And thank you everyone for watching. Any questions, please reach out. You know where you can contact us here at Women Thrive Media. And of course, reach out to Jennifer if you have any questions about her, her business, how she can support you in her business. I would say with anything like this, good VAs get snapped up very, very quickly. So like, catch her while you can, because this woman is going places and she will be far too busy soon to have any time to be a VA in your business. So snap her up while you can. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to Women Thrive Podcast. If you found today's episode empowering and inspiring, be sure to subscribe and follow us. Better yet, leave a review and share it with others. We're committed to bringing you more stories that will empower and inspire you on your own journey. Until next time, keep listening, keep learning, and keep pursuing your dreams.